Hi, welcome back to Hino's Home Show. I'm Hino. This right here is my show, and we are brought to you by the good folks over at Accurate Mortgage Group. If you're looking to buy a house or refinance a house, give them a shout at accuratemtg.com, and they'll get you closed and back to life. I'm joined by the great Steve Kenny, as always, in the studio. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Hino. It's just another day in paradise.
It is another day in paradise. I totally get that. Well, you know what? Everybody loves, I don't know about you, but I love having a clean house.
Yes.
The problem is the actual cleaning part I don't love. So, you know, It's like I love it when it's clean. The process of getting it clean, not so much.
Yeah.
Same with you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely same with me. Well, that's probably the hardest part about adulting is cleaning your house.
Yeah, I would say that's true. So I thought we'd devote today's show to the kind of the nitty-gritty of getting your house clean and the easiest way to get that done. And we'll, of course, answer questions that have been submitted through Facebook, through our brand new Hino's Home Show Facebook page. We've got a lot of great questions there. And joining us is our cleaning expert. She's the owner of Nashville's own Mama Clean. Her name is Wendy Newkirk, and she and her company have been keeping homes and businesses spotless around here for about 15 years now, so she really knows her stuff. Wendy, welcome to Hino's Home Show.
Thank you. Really good to be here.
So if somebody hates cleaning so much that they're going to hire somebody out to come do that for them, what are some of the basic things that you should ask a potential company that you're thinking about using?
Definitely ask them if they have insurance.
Insurance, okay. In case liability they, like, insurance. Break something?
Sure, or? And a lot of the finishes that are very expensive, you want to make sure that in case an accident does happen, that that's fully covered by the cleaners, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I didn't even think about that. It's like, oh, will bleach hurt this? You know, let's pour some on there, you know,
exactly,
see what happens. Yeah,
exactly.
And I'm assuming that the cleaners are pretty trained by what to use and what not to use because, yeah, you wouldn't want to use bleach on some fine woodwork, for example.
And that's a great question to ask them, too, such as how do you train? Are your employees background checked? Do you have employees? Are you a solo cleaner? How long have you been in business? And will I get the same cleaner every visit?
Okay.
Things like that.
Yeah, because I could see how that would be an issue if you like things done a certain way and you've gone over that with the cleaner and then next week somebody else is there.
Correct.
And you got to do that all over again.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So when it comes to like the actual cleaning part, do most companies like actually move things, you know, like move things to dust, move things to vacuum and that kind of thing? Because, you know, most homeowners are probably lazy about that and just vacuum around the couch and that kind of thing.
And that's another good thing to cover. You should ask for a detailed list of what tasks are going to be included for each set price because there are different ways to clean, different types. General cleans, deep cleans, add-on extras, baseboards, blinds. So you just need to be very specific.
And blinds.
You can, yeah.
Ooh, my nemesis.
Oh, you don't like those?
Wow. No, I mean cleaning them, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Because our house came with blinds, those big fat Venetian type blinds on every single window in the house.
Okay.
And they, you know, they get dusty and stuff. So it's, you know, it's pretty time consuming to sit there and try to wipe them all down.
It is. Have you tried a vacuum with a brush attachment?
I have tried that. I've even tried an 11-year-old with a vacuum and brush attached to it. That didn't work out so well, you know. I was rehanging lots of blinds that day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, you talked about like having some different packages and stuff like that. So when you're getting someone set up and you're kind of figuring out what you're doing, I'm assuming you walk through the house with them or walk through their building if it's a commercial business. But how does that process work of deciding what they're going to do or not?
Whatever the client wants upon, often they will ask for a recommendation after I definitely go and see the home. For my company, it's a no obligation, no charge visit, but I want to eyeball what we're getting into.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't know if the home has been neglected or if it's had regular cleaning, and all of those things go into building that first quote.
Okay.
Okay.
So if they want just the general clean items because they have a well-maintained home, that, of course, price is going to be vastly different than that initial deep clean because it really has lacked some attention to detail.
Yeah. And then if you've got kids and all that kind of thing, you might be doing that deep clean every single week.
Right. You know? And then add pets into that mix. So.
Oh, pets. Yeah. Yes, we've got a bunch of those too. So you do too, Steve, right?
I do.
Yeah. I haven't figured out a way to get them to clean up after themselves yet. So.
No, but they're totally worth it.
Yes.
Okay.
The pets are totally worth
yes,
it.
Yes, they are. We yes, they
them.
Are.
We love
so
them.
So find, I guess that's probably a good thing to ask if the person who cleans the house, if they are pet lovers, because yes. they won't find it to be a hassle.
Our dog, the dog that we got about a year ago, doesn't shed, and that's like the most awesome thing ever.
Yeah.
Because the cats shed all over the place, you know? They just, you know, it's just a constant pile of fur balls no matter where you go. So do people ever have you clean the garage or you know, patios and other things that are not inside the house?
Some people have, yes, experimented with that, asking us to do that. And we've just decided over a few years that maybe we will leave that to other experts.
Okay. What is it about?
We know what we're good at.
Okay.
And it's the interior of the house.
Okay.
So we will stick to
But when
to
it comes
knowing.
To the backyard and the deck and the patio yeah. and all that.
We'll let the experts deal with that.
Okay. That's fine. So then when... I guess a lot of people might wonder is like, do you pay in advance or do you pay after they're done? And you know, how do you handle that?
We do that a variety of ways. Depends on the scope of the job. If it's going to be a high ticket, you know, visit each week, we will usually ask for the first one or two visits, you know, paying on the day. You can be invoiced monthly. I mean, and some people, you know, there's Venmo and Cash App. So it's really whatever suits their budget, their pocketbook, their needs.
Okay. Well, what do you do? I'm sure this has never happened to you, but let's say you hire a cleaning service and you're not thrilled with how mm-hmm. they did the job. How do you handle that? As a homeowner, how would you recommend that you deal with that situation?
Don't hold it in. You need to communicate and talk.
Okay.
All right. Because if you are just frustrated, that leads to not talking about it. It's not going to get better.
Okay.
You're not going to get any kind of resolution. You can't expect them to know what to do better if you're not
okay.
willing to say something. And just like in any great relationship, it takes two sides communicating mm-hmm. and being willing to see the other's perspective. And oftentimes it's really just a breakdown in communication or a misunderstanding.
Okay. What are some of the more interesting requests you've had over the years from homeowners? You don't have to name names, but if you want to, you can.
the most interesting requests, probably to empty the pantry and put all the ingredients in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Wow. So like they wanted you to pull everything out, clean it, and yes. then put it back a certain way.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, I could see that with, like, the spices and stuff, because if you're trying to find, you know, you got all mm-hmm. these bottles, and it's easier to find if they're alphabetically organized, but yeah. the cereal, too, really?
Right. I mean, I didn't know what to say, so I just said, I'll be happy to pull everything out and clean it for you, and then you can put it back how you like.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably would decline on something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost like if they were to say, well, pull everything out of the pantry and put it back color coordinated.
Yeah.
Like all the yellows go here and all the greens go here. I mean, it would be awful.
Don't really see a problem with that, Steve. I don't know what you're talking about over there. I mean, that's how I got my shirts organized in the closet, you know?
Well, okay, that's different though. That's okay. A closet is one thing. That makes sense.
I want
bit
my shirts
sense.
To be alphabetical though, but from the brand name. I just want them to be organized that way.
Yeah.
No, not really. I really don't.
That's funny. You know, so I have a question. So with all the quarantine stuff going mm-hmm. on, you know, in our business doing appraisals and that mm-hmm. sort of thing, we were running into some issues with, you know, appraisers either not being able to get into the house mm-hmm. or, you know, the appraisers just didn't want to go into the house. Mm-hmm. So how has the quarantine and all that stuff kind of affected your business?
That's a great question. And I would say in just about the space of 2 weeks, I lost 85% of my revenue overnight because
really?
a large part of what my company does, what we love to do, just one facet, is the Airbnb cleans.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that the coronavirus put a stop to that travel.
Okay, that's
and
right.
So we were all of a sudden scrambling.
Yeah.
You know, to find work. Now, thankfully, all my eggs not in one basket. Mm-hmm. And our residential clients, many of them still wanted a clean home and they felt comfortable enough with us mm-hmm. and that we were not taking risks, that we were, you know, professional. They still had us in and that really kept the lights on.
Really? Yeah, awesome. I can see that. Yeah, because a lot of people, I wasn't sure which way you would answer that, just from a residential point of view, just because you either want to have your house be even cleaner because all that stuff is happening, or you are afraid to have strangers come into your house and clean. So I probably would err on the let's have it be cleaner side of things.
Well, and we've had some who said, you know, and plus my company, we have never signed contracts. We're handshake only. That's just the way, that's just the way I work. And it's suited me well. But many of our clients who stay with us for a long time, they've just said, Wendy, we're just, we're fighting some health issues, some pre-existing conditions. So can we just not have you back for a while?
Sure.
And of course you have to understand.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you know, of course.
And there's no contract to pay off or fees or anything. We just, you know, we work well with our clients. We're thankful for everyone who has stood by us in this time.
Now, question I always have is tipping, is that like customary? Is that normal? Is it not normal? What are you supposed to do there?
Well, do you know that God knows when you don't tip?
I'm sure he knows everything.
You know, most of our clients do not.
Okay.
This is one question that I love to get asked because I think that some people just don't think about it. Mm-hmm. On a regular basis, every visit, no. But should you receive some extra services that my cleaners are so good at just doing, just because they bond with their clients and they're great cleaners, go ahead and show them a little love.
Okay.
Otherwise, maybe at Christmas.
Okay.
Or if you know that their birthday is coming up or something, because we do tend to form bonds. And it's the same cleaner, when possible, going back in week after week with the homeowner. So I would say show a little love when you can. It goes a long way.
Sounds good. I appreciate that. Now, listen, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back. We're going to do some more cleaning talk. We're going to talk about COVID cleaning, how to make sure your house is, you know, COVID free. So come on back to Hino's Home Show in just a second. Welcome back to Hino's Home Show. We are talking cleaning today. And we're brought to you by the good folks over at Accurate Mortgage Group. Find them at AccurateMTG.com. They'll get you closed and back to life if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance a home. Joining us in the studio today is the great Steve Kenny. And of course, our guest here today is Wendy Newkirk of Mama Clean. And she's kind of helping us figure out the best way to get our houses clean. And I'm sure a lot of people with this whole COVID thing that's been going on in the last couple months been doing some extra cleaning and extra scrubbing and trying to get things as spotless as they possibly can. And one of the discussions I had with my wife recently was whether or not, you know, the quote unquote green cleaners that are like better for the environment, if they actually clean as good as the harsher stuff. And, you know, now that COVID has hit, you know, what's your advice in that area?
To be knowledgeable as you can on the green cleaners and the ingredients that are listed, and find a professional. I'm big with essential oils.
Okay.
Love the cleaning properties that you can find in some of them. But once again, you really need to know which ones have those antibacterial and disinfectant properties, how to mix them, use them straight. There are plenty of experts in that field that can guide you in that journey if that is something that you're very interested in. Do some of them clean as well? Definitely, definitely. Sometimes, though, I find that you really just need some big guns and a little more powerful chemical.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that because we have under the sink in the kitchen a variety of different sprays that my wife's always picking up something new, right? And some of them, I notice if you're just trying to wipe down the countertops after cleaning, you know, after dinner, that kind of thing, some of them just smear things all over the place. And some of them are like good old Windex will get it clean every time, you know, doesn't smell the greatest, but it gets it clean. Whereas like the fancier smelling stuff, sometimes it's just a smeary haze by the time you're done with it. You got to do it again.
One of the reasons that you find Windex that works so well on things is because it's very acidic.
Okay.
And a lot of the stronger cleaning products are going to be higher on the acid scale.
Okay.
And just like your pool, you know, you have a positive, negative pH balance.
Right.
To do a heavy duty job, you want something that's a little more powerful and acidic. So you're going to look for that pH balance scale in all your cleaning products. And
okay. And
just also keep in mind that some of your finer finishes, you don't want the heavy duty.
Yes. Yeah, so what don't you want to clean with something like Windex?
Marble. Very porous surfaces.
What about granite?
Granted, just be careful, you know.
Because that's what I was spraying with, because that's in the kitchen, you know.
I would love to tell you my favorite cleaning product for granite.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
And I'm not endorsing anything here. I don't get paid for this.
Right.
We love Dawn.
Dawn?
Dawn.
Really? Dawn Gaffney?
Dawn dish soap.
Oh, okay. Dawn dish soap.
Think about it. Think about all those greasy little animals that it cleans all that oil spill off of, right? You've seen
right.
the commercials?
Yeah, right.
Is that not going to work for your kitchen stovetop?
I'm guessing it would.
You know, I spent about 5 years breathing in chemicals from a really heavy-duty stovetop cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell the difference, and it was getting to me. And then I just started using Dawn. It does a great job. My cleaners love it. We love it for so many things, and it's gentle, but it does a great job.
So wow. Do you just put it in, like, a spray bottle and dilute it, a couple of drops in a spray bottle, and then is that what you do?
Some people, I actually talked to window cleaners on a big high-end construction job. I asked them what their favorite window cleaner was. I loved it when they turned to me and said, Dawn.
Okay.
Yes, so just a few drops in a bucket. I love to use it on shower doors because it'll dry streak-free unless you get too much Dawn. You can, you know, use various strengths, but a lot of times I just get a little soapy cloth and just soap that up and clean my whole kitchen with it.
Great. Now, of course, when you're at the grocery store and you're standing there looking at all the dishwashing liquids, there's lots of stuff that looks like Dawn. Does it have to be that brand? Or do they all clean about the same?
Sometimes you get what you pay for.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie. I don't experiment with a lot of the off-brand.
Okay. So once you find something that works, you're loyal.
I am loyal.
Like that about you. That's good.
I am loyal.
Okay. Well, we got a question here from our Facebook friends over here. We got a question from Suzanne in Franklin. She says, how often should I spray my doorknobs and light switches during this time of coronavirus? And what's the best cleaning product to use for that?
I would say that depends on the traffic that you have in your home. Is it just you, or is it just your family, or do you have a lot of people in and out? If it's just you, just add it to your cleaning routine. You know, if you're cleaning once a week, hit all those light switches. If you're having a lot of people in and out, then you might want to consider, you know, keeping some wipes close by the mm-hmm. different, you know, traffic areas and just hit them, you know, once a day, every other day. I love hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, yeah.
It is in so many cleaning products. So many.
And it's so inexpensive.
It
really is.
It yeah. is on the recommended list that'll kill the virus.
Really? And you can pick up a bottle of that for like 80 cents or something.
You can even find them that are already in the spray.
I have one of those, yeah.
So typically speaking, when I go into a home and I'm cleaning, especially in Airbnb where I don't know who stayed or anything.
What kind of party went on there the night before?
Exactly.
Right.
I take my handy hydrogen peroxide spray bottle and I coat everything.
How long do you let it sit?
3 minutes.
Okay.
Yep, I let it sit at least 3 minutes. Usually I, you know, get distracted to doing something else like starting laundry or something, and so it's more than that. But let it sit at least 3 minutes.
Okay.
You know, 5 if you can.
Well, you just said something very interesting. Mm-hmm. Do house cleaners do laundry?
Upon request.
Wow.
Yeah, my mind is blown.
I know.
We love our bachelors. You know,
I'm gonna have to get your. Well, I'm not a bachelor, but still, I'm gonna have to get your card because that sounds pretty cool. So I know you mentioned hydrogen peroxide, and I just read like yesterday that the EPA has just approved 2 Lysol products as officially, you know, being able to kill the COVID virus mm-hmm. if it happens to be on a surface, which I don't know how long it lives on surfaces anyway. I've read varying things about that. It's kind of hard to know who to believe these days.
And it changes. Yeah, it really does.
Like one day you hear that, it's on everything. And then the next day you hear, nah, not really.
Right.
So who knows, right? But it seems like Lysol's doing pretty well for themselves right now.
I would think a lot of cleaning companies are making bank.
Yeah, I bet they are. I bet they are. So when a house cleaner does their thing, do they always leave things on for that recommended amount of time, whatever it might be for the product, the 2 minutes, the 3 minutes?
We're supposed to during this time. You know, it's been so interesting too and comforting to read these guidelines that come out from the CDC that a lot of the products that were listed there as approved for killing the virus, we have already been using.
Okay, so, well, that's good.
So that made us feel good. And a lot of the practices that they recommend, we have already been doing.
Okay.
So, you know, we felt really comforted by that. Really use common sense.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You just found the fatal flaw there.
Know,
the
right?
common part, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I'm like new at cleaning my house, I'm a new homeowner. Mm-hmm. I've got a new house. What should I stock up on as my basic stuff to be able to clean this place?
Okay. I love this question. Some I can tell you my favorite products. Dawn, we've covered for
right.
a variety of things.
Right.
You've got to have some Clorox cleanup or Clorox of some type for mold and mildew.
Like actual bleach or
you can do
one
that.
Of those bathroom type cleaners that have bleach in it.
Yeah. I mean, you can either or is acceptable. Make your own mix if you want. You know, sometimes if I want it stronger than what I'm going to get at the supermarket or wherever I get my cleaning supplies, I'll make my own 50-50 bleach and water. But if there's something that works better on mold and mildew than bleach, please let me know.
Okay. Sandpaper. You know, probably yeah. not a good idea on most things, though.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure that probably doesn't disinfect it the same way either.
Yeah, right, probably exactly. not. All yeah. right. So yeah. we got the Clorox. We got the Dawn. Anything else we need to keep on hand?
Windex. We still always keep Windex. Yeah. You just never know. What.
Will that hurt a bathroom mirror if
no.
you use it all the time?
Not at all. Not that I have found.
Because sometimes mirrors, you know, the backing starts to peel away and you wonder if it was
question.
A cleaning product that did that.
Not that I have seen, but I could be wrong.
Okay. All right. Well, what else do you need? How about tools? What kind of, you know, other than a vacuum cleaner, sponge, and a rag, what else would you need to...
A toothbrush.
A toothbrush. I like that.
That's great for getting around faucets, getting that ring, and sometimes there's some buildup that is really hard to get with a rag. So mm-hmm. a toothbrush, brushes of different sizes for, you know, getting in corners mm-hmm. and that grout.
I like to keep an old paintbrush for getting into... You know, it's soft.
That is, you stole my thunder.
Oh, no.
You stole my thunder.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's one of my secret weapons.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, I feel so smart right now.
Yeah. For sure. Lampshades, well, a nice soft paintbrush to get dust off those, you know, delicate lampshades.
Yeah.
Baseboards.
Do you keep different sizes and things?
Yeah.
Or, okay. Look at you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If we do a big construction clean and we're just eliminating dust, drywall dust, you'll see us with our paintbrushes of different sizes.
Yeah.
Wow. Getting in all those little cracks.
Yeah. We have a lot of guitars around the house, and it's great for dusting between the strings and stuff, you
True.
Know, and keeping those things yeah. dust-free, especially if they're yeah. hanging on the wall, that kind
well,
of
you
thing.
Well, you get so. Brownie points with me.
Do
That's
I?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yes.
Can you call my wife after the show and tell
I'd
her that?
Happy
That'd be
to.
Great.
I would be
I'd like to get
to.
Some brownie points with her as well.
Don't so. Appear too knowledgeable. You'll be cleaning all the time for
Oh,
her.
Too late for that.
Well, listen, I'm going to hope that my wife doesn't listen to this show because
Oh,
as
we're
you
calling
can tell,
her. We are calling
as
her.
As you
yeah.
can tell, I'm very quiet over here because okay. I don't know anything about cleaning.
Oh, and you like to keep it that way.
Yes, I yeah. would.
Well, I have two adult sons. They've both grown up in the business doing
okay.
different things now, but they've had their time as teenagers and young people cleaning. So the women in their lives love me.
All right.
Wow.
Well, other than doorknobs, what other high touch areas should you?
Light switches,
mm-hmm.
Thermostat controls.
Ah, remote controls.
The remote controls. Not that many people have landlines anymore, but definitely the receiver part, the part you put to your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Cell phone. Oh, my goodness, your cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break so that I can disinfect my cell phone and the board and
okay.
all the microphones in the studio here so we can come back and continue to the show. And we're going to find out how deep is deep cleaning. So come on back to Hino's Home Show. All right, welcome back to Hino's Home Show. We are talking cleaning this week. We're going to find out how deep cleaning really, really is. But first, let you know that we are brought to you by the good folks over at Accurate Mortgage Group. You can find them at AccurateMTG.com. If you're looking to buy a house or refinance a house, they will get you closed and back to life. We are joined by Wendy Newkirk of Mama Clean right here in Nashville, and she's our expert of the week and kind of helping us decipher all this cleaning stuff for those of us who like to have a clean house but don't actually like to do the actual cleaning part, you know?
Which is most of us.
Most of us, yeah. You know, and I love to have things organized. I'm just terrible at keeping things organized, you know? Every once in a while, I'll go on a bender and I'll be like, okay, now everything's perfect. I'm going to keep it this way. And then it just never stays that way. It never fails that it gets all disorganized again. So all those spices we were talking about in the last segment in alphabetical order,
yeah
I did that. They're just not that way anymore.
Oh,
you know, you know. So one of these days I'll put them back. So I even had my CDs back when we all had CDs. They were all in alphabetical order, you know, by artist, you know, and then by the date that the album came out, if I had a bunch of them, you know.
Interesting.
Which is crazy, I know, but
you have too much time on your hands.
I did have too much. That was before kids, I guess. You know, yeah. So.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was going to say, I'm not really a big, like, cleaner person, but I grew up in a house with a lot of clutter. And by clutter, I mean, like, there was stuff on every shelf and, like, you know, the house just always felt packed. So I'm very, very big on making sure that things are organized and in their place. But if it were just up to me to keep things clean, they'd probably all be really dusty. Everything would be in its place. It would just be dirty.
Just be filthy. Yeah. Okay, well, you know. So when you mentioned deep cleaning, Wendy, in the last segment, so what exactly does that entail? So if I hire somebody to come out and say, all right, let's just really do this right, what are they all doing beyond the basic normal stuff that you would, you know, dusting and stuff?
Yeah, let's think about it from top to bottom. And so we're going to go into your home. Or I'm assuming any cleaning company, not just mine, and you're going to start at the very top and think about things like the ceiling corners.
Oh, okay. All those cobwebs. Little cobwebs that get up there. Yeah.
You'll think about your ceiling fans.
Yeah, the tops of them, the top of the blades.
Exactly. A deep clean is going to involve more than just dusting the sides of the blades, but hands-on all surfaces, the top and the bottom.
Okay.
You're going to get trim and molding cleaned because a lot of times you'll see some greasy handprints or scuffs or marks. And so we're going to take care of that. You're going to get everything in between. We will do your, you know, lift up your couch cushions.
Uh-huh.
And get all the crumbs, and we get to keep the change.
Change and the Cheerios collection that's under the cushions. Yeah. Yep.
It's always Cheerios, isn't it?
It is.
It's never any other.
Especially if you got little kids, you know, that's sort of the all purpose snack food.
Yeah. So everything, basically, I mean, we put our hands on just about every surface. We're going to move your furniture can be moved without a moving company. You know, we'll scoot your furniture to the side. We'll make sure we're getting underneath things, underneath beds, just everything top to bottom.
Okay. Well, what do you say to people? Because my mom did this when we were growing up. Mm-hmm. Oh, the cleaning lady's coming tomorrow. And she'd set about cleaning the house. And we'd be like, the cleaning lady is coming tomorrow. What are you doing? You know, well, I got to get it ready, you know? So what do you say to people who clean before the cleaners come?
Cleaning as opposed to picking up. Okay. Cleaning, don't bother. Don't be embarrassed. We have seen every shape of, you know, everything from super clean where we wonder why we're there, but they call it dirty, to people who maybe haven't cleaned in a year. So we, no judgment zone whatsoever. Don't clean before we come, but by all means, pick up.
Okay.
So that we don't have to spend time moving things, toys, laundry off the floor that's been piled there, so that you can get the best bang for your buck and we can simply clean.
Okay. So you actually are doing yourself a favor by taking care of things that you know where they go, like your shirts and your laundry and that
Absolutely.
Kind of thing. And you can just focus on the actual cleaning part rather than just trying to step over, like
Absolutely.
You said, toys and things.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We can get to the corners of the room to vacuum better, you know, if there's not things that we have to trip over or move. So
now you mentioned vacuuming earlier. Mm-hmm. How well do those little robot vacuums do for people?
I think they're great for in-between professional cleans.
Yeah.
I think they're great for people who have dogs, little kids, lots of hair and things in high traffic. But I just don't think that they are solely what you need.
You can't just rely on them to do the whole job.
That's my opinion.
Okay. Very diplomatically put. You know, diplomatic.
I would have to agree with you on that, because we actually have, one of those little robot things, and my wife uses it for that reason. In between actually doing it yourself, you know, this thing will just kind of shine it up a little bit. So we researched a lot of these little vacuums, and there's some that are just for vacuuming. There's some that are for vacuuming and like cleaning hardwood floors. And there's some that are just for hardwood floors. So after doing all this research and actually buying a couple of them, we found that if you're going to buy one for a particular reason, buy the one that only does that. Mm-hmm. Because if you buy the one that does a little bit of everything, it really doesn't do either of them very good. So
I'm going to bring you on as consultant. Vacuum consult. Yeah, that's very, very good. Great tips.
Nice.
That means I did something right when it came to cleaning. You can call my wife after the show, too.
Yeah. So, one of the one I was looking at was they have ones now that empty themselves. So, because I had one years ago, and it's like you would vacuum half the room, and then you'd have to, like, empty it. You'd have to take it to the trash can. It was, like, more of a pain than it was really worth.
Yeah.
And now they've got them so that the base that they go dock themselves into has another vacuum. It sucks all the dirt out of the mobile one, and then it goes back and keeps cleaning on its way. And that big one, you only got to empty out every, like, you know, few weeks or so.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty clever. I love vacuums. I never thought I'd say that, once upon a time, but I love them all.
I think that is the mark of being an adult, when you get excited about appliances, you know?
And don't buy one as a present. Learned that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, don't do that. Yeah, honey, look what I got you. So how do you approach cleaning differently if the house is they're moving, you know, they've sold the house and now they're moving and they need to get ready for the next folks, or if the house is vacant?
We don't really approach it differently, I don't think. Just go in there to view it and see what it needs. And my...
It's sure easy to vacuum if it's vacant.
That is true. But once I see it, you know, I can then determine what kind of a crew I need to build to take in. Gotcha. Whether it's one person or three.
All right. Well, we got a question from Kyle on Facebook. He says, what are some pro cleaning tips or tools or strategies that the average person wouldn't know about but could help them clean their house?
Hi, Kyle. I think I know who you are.
Okay.
This is something I learned, too, just by accident. A lot of great discoveries are made on accident, right? Vacuum your bathrooms first. If you're going to do a big clean in there and get splashy and wet and everything, because do you know, of course you know, how hard it is to get rid of wet hair and dust?
Okay.
Especially if, you know, not
so that. Before you do any other cleaning in the bathroom, vacuum it first.
Get all of the loose debris and the hair and the dust up, because once you start splashing water around, oh my word, it just makes the final product a lot better.
Okay.
Do you ever see any houses that still have carpet in the bathroom?
Boy, it's been a long time. Now that I think about it, I think it's been quite a few years.
Yeah, I think they outlawed that a few years ago.
They should.
So the age-old question, the chicken and the egg question, dust first, vacuum first?
You should vacuum last.
So dust first, vacuum last.
Yeah, we typically divide our cleans up into two categories, wet work and dry work. So a lot of times if it's a team, we've got some cleaners who love doing the wet work. So kitchens, bathrooms, they'll be taking care of that, while the others will be doing the dusting and any kind of wiping down. And we generally work from the top of a house down. And then the last thing you want to do as you leave is your floors, vacuum and mop.
Okay. Now, do you ever use scouring stones? You know, those, what do they call them? I guess scouring stones. Can that hurt the porcelain on your toilet?
Not that I have experienced. Or anything? I'm not sure you want to use it on your bathtub porcelain, but in a toilet, yes.
Okay.
And that's actually another one of my secret weapons.
Ooh.
I'm going to give this away now.
Okay. Pay attention.
This was blood, sweat, and tears before I learned it. Let me tell you, if you've got an oven that is not self-cleaning, and you don't like the smell of oven cleaners or any kind of strong chemical, that pumice stone will take away anything inside your oven that's been cooked on. Just scrub away. No smell. Now, you do have to use some elbow grease, but you'd be surprised how easy.
Do you wet it at all?
You can, but you don't have to. You don't have, it works brilliantly. I mean, I cut my teeth in apartment cleaning, vacants, when people would move out. And you know, you never knew what you were getting in there. Okay. Some people, because it wasn't theirs, they you know.
Yeah.
So we've cleaned some nasty ovens, and I have spent a lot of late nights trying to get it spotless. And once I found how well that pumice stone does, I literally cried tears of relief.
All right. That is a great, great tip. I love that. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We got a whole bunch of listener questions that they've submitted on Facebook, so we're going to want to dive into that. So come on back to Hino's Home Show. Never gonna give up. There's no holding us down. Yeah, we got this. Yeah, it's our time to shine. Welcome back to Hino's Home Show. We're talking about making your house shine. We are brought to you by our good folks over at Accurate Mortgage Group. As I always say, they'll get you closed and back to life. Go visit them at accuratemtg.com. We are joined by Wendy Newkirk of Mama Clean. And, of course, the great Steve Kenny is always with us here, making our day brighter. Thank you, Steve.
You're too kind, Hino.
So Wendy, we got a bunch of Facebook questions. So we have a question from Carrie on Facebook. What is the best way to get wine stains out? She says, asking for a friend.
Sure.
Try hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
So you just soak it and then let it sit for a minute?
And let it sit. And if you have, depending on the size of the stain, I love a toothbrush. And this is good for blood as well.
Okay.
I cannot tell you.
Okay, I was going to ask you for a friend too. What about blood?
Yeah. Yes, for sure. For sure.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Danielle on Facebook says that she was told by subcontractors who put her wooden floor in never to use Murphy's oil soap on it to clean it. And what would be the reason to avoid that? Why did they tell her that?
That's a really good question, because there is such controversy on this, okay? Because even if you go online now and Google Murphy oil soap or what to use, many, many, many sources will recommend it for wood floors. I was recently on a very high-end construction clean with brand new wood floors, and the manufacturer said, no, Murphy's oil soap, because that was my go-to. That was going to be my go-to. So I do think that it will probably dull the shine. And because, once again, we talked about that acid level in cleaning products, check that out. Because I have a feeling that over time, whatever is in some of these products that are natural go-tos that we think are going to clean, over time they're going to wear down your varnish, your finish, and create a dull look.
All right.
Especially, I got to say, I'm sorry, can I keep going on this? This is a pet peeve of mine. So many people provide us with their own vinegar water solution to clean their hardwood floors with, and they swear by it. And I'm going to tell you, it might look good in the short term, but such a high acid content that's going to, over time, that's breaking down the finish of your hardwood floor.
Not a good idea.
Read the label. Do a little research on pH balance, and you'll be surprised.
So good for dressings, not so good for floors. Okay.
That's great.
Well, we got Charlotte on Facebook says, we have a new puppy in our home. What's the best way to clean pet stains and to get rid of the odors for good?
I want to say vinegar.
Oh. I know. Wait a minute.
I know.
Wait a minute.
But dilute it.
Okay.
Okay, dilute it and spray it. And then my friend Charlotte, wouldn't it be so cool if this was the same Charlotte? I cleaned for Charlotte for a long time when I first moved here, was a solo cleaner. And she taught me an awesome method to get up those little pet stains. And
okay, let's hear it.
It's blotting. Whatever product you're using, go ahead and spray that and get as much moisture up as you can with your rag, but then take a barely damp cloth, like a washcloth size, barely damp.
Or paper towel even?
A little heavier than that.
Okay.
And lay it over the area that's stained or that you want to dry with no odor and no smell. And just pat it down gently and leave it there. And then what's going to happen is from the bottom of that carpet, and it's called wicking, it's going to come up into that cloth.
Nice. Okay. Now, do you ever treat stuff with Nature's Miracle after a stain has been cleaned up to kind of help get rid of the, you know, the ammonia from especially cats?
You know, I think there's several products that I'm not familiar with. I have heard that. It just depends on your preference.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, Cam on Facebook says, I recently cleaned my father-in-law's house, and it looked like someone previously cleaned his linoleum kitchen floors with something that may have contained wax, because now there's a yellow film across all the white baseboards. Do you have any suggestions for a product that would remove that?
Ammonia and baking soda. If you try your gentler first. I always say try gentle first. Try your baking soda mixed with a little hot water, lots of baking soda. And if that won't work, add some ammonia to it and go for it in hot water. And
Hot water. Yeah. So you just mix it like in a little bowl?
And or a bucket. Make it like a paste. If you're talking about removing that wax buildup from a large area, then of course in a bucket. But otherwise, whatever you need.
Gotcha. Okay. Question from Tina. How do you remove that mildew odor from towels or clothes?
Vinegar.
I'm sensing a theme here. Yeah.
Or bake them out if you have the time, because you have nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Put them out in the bright sunlight for a couple of hours.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good
one. So if you run out of milk, what should you use? Vinegar. No, come on. That was easy.
Well, my mom taught me to make sour milk with vinegar for a cake recipe. So
okay. All right. I have done that before where you add a little bit of vinegar, just like a little bit to milk, and let it sit for about 5 or 10 minutes and then use that as a substitute for buttermilk.
Yes.
So sometimes if you're making buttermilk pancakes on a Sunday morning and you don't have any, you can try that. Yeah. And then you can use it to clean some pet stains. So it's really versatile, that vinegar. Really versatile.
Wait, so I have to ask this question. So if you're using vinegar to clean clothes, do you like dilute the vinegar in like the washer?
Yes.
Or do you just like pour it over it? Or how does that work?
That's a great, great question because, in my mind, I'm thinking everyone knows what I'm talking about. But just add some to your normal wash cycle.
Okay.
Yeah.
And still put in like regular detergent and all that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's easier than I thought it would be.
All right.
So how much would you put in with like a load of wash, like a cap of it or?
I would probably put in like a half a cup. Start there.
Okay.
And go from there.
Good deal. Yeah. Well, Catherine on Facebook says, how do you get that calcium buildup off of your faucets?
What is the product? There's one made especially for this.
CLR. Calcium, lime, and rust.
Yep. That's what I have good success with. I keep that in my toolkit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so you just put some of that. Actually, that toothbrush is a good use for that as well. You just kind of dip it in a little bowl of that and start scrubbing away on it.
Yep.
Yeah, I've cleaned a few things. I'm the guy. In fact, I just did this a few weeks ago where I was cleaning the cooktop in our island. And as I got going, I started, I should probably take this cover off and clean under that. Next thing I knew, after about 15 minutes, I had taken the entire cooktop apart and cleaned it and was completely disgusted what I found underneath that thing,
It's
years of stuff built up under there, but it's clean now. So it's good for another couple of years.
Isn't that usually what makes it taste good though?
I don't know. Do you wash your dishes?
Is that just grills? Maybe that's just grills.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
As much as you clean, I think if you ever needed to, moonlight, I've got a place for you.
Okay.
I've got a place for you.
Yeah. All right. So then we've got another question here. Adam on Facebook says, how advisable is it to use those steam type cleaners, the steam wand for cleaning your floors and other things in your house?
I think a lot of that is personal preference. Some people do it. That's basically the only way they clean their floors. But once again,
Can it hurt your floors? Hot steam?
I really need to defer to an expert on this because I don't know the answer to that. I know I've not seen it happen myself.
All right.
But check with your
Steve,
manufacturer.
What do you say? No?
Well, I guess the question then would be, so you don't use it normally in your...
No.
So there must be other better ways that you can accomplish the same kind of thing then, right?
Yeah. Hot water.
hot water. Okay. Well, what's the most common question you get that we may not have asked here today about how to clean their house?
Do we work topless? That's not an acceptable answer.
Yeah. I've offered to, and the answer is always no.
You'd be surprised at the questions we get, but... I suppose.
Seriously, people ask that?
We have had that question, of course.
Huh. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Of course. We
different strokes for different
I
folks.
Guess so, yeah.
We've seen, heard it all, yeah. I suppose the most common cleaning question would be, will a common one, will a magic eraser hurt the finish on my walls if I use it? And that, I have to say, depends on the paint.
Yeah.
I've tried that before,
and sometimes the paint ends up a slightly different color.
Right. Yeah. And if you're using a matte.
Or it might just be a clean spot. I don't know.
You have to do the whole wall. Then the whole house.
Yeah. It just never ends. Yeah. That's the magic of it. They keep you buying more.
You know, is there a good, do you have a good suggestion for cleaning scuffs off of walls?
Well, we keep magic erasers, but we're very careful to see, you know, as I said, the kind of paint that's been put on there. Cheaper paints tend to not work so well with the magic eraser.
Yeah.
But a more glossy, you know, finish, you can, by all means, we recommend them. We love them. Other than that, you know, just a soft cloth and see and try lighter and then go deeper. If just a cloth, a damp cloth won't work, you know, go ahead and try something a little more gritty.
And if all else fails, just paint over it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I got a question here from Hino at Hino's Home Show. He wants to know, how do people find you?
Oh, they can go on Facebook.
Facebook?
Mama Clean, M-O-M-M-A.
M-O-M-M-A, Clean.
Yes.
Find that on Facebook.
Yes, and Instagram.
Okay, Instagram also. Okay, now do you put before and after pictures on Instagram, or what kind of stuff can people look for there?
When I'm on top of things, I do.
Okay.
When I'm not out cleaning.
All right. Well, after you go check out Mama Clean on Facebook, go check out Hino's Home Show at hinoshomeshow.com. You can also find us on Facebook now. Send your questions in for anything you'd like to know about either house cleaning or mortgages or anything to do with your home. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again to Ellen Sevier, our great producer, for helping us put today's show together. We'll see you next week on Hino's Home Show.
Accurate Mortgage Group, a division of Acopia LLC, is an equal housing lender, NMLS 4664, and Home Alert, NMLS 1666140.